right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Fans of the New York Giants may not want to hear it. Some of them could just be realist, but the bottom line is the title window for this football team has closed. Now, after their 40-24 beatdown at the hands of the Indianapolis Colts last night on Monday Night Football, the New York Giants are 3-5, and I can't even say that the season is slipping away from them. At this point, it is gone. They are three games back of the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC East, and it's a very long shot that they can get back into postseason contention this season. Now, as an organization, the Giants did have a good run from 2005 to 2011, where they had five playoff appearances, three NFC East division titles, and of course, those two Super Bowl championships. Now, some people may say they may have left something on the table, but the bottom line is, winning a championship in the National Football League is not easy any way you can get it. And there's a reason why there are still plenty of franchises in the NFL that have never taken the Lombardi Trophy home, because it is not something that is easy to accomplish. The Giants have done it two times since 2007. But, you know, the young guys, they need to step up. That's the bottom line. There has been a lot of changeover with the Giants football team in the last few seasons. A lot of veterans either have retired or they are on other teams, and they were key factors in the Giants championship years. But the bottom line is the young guys that general manager Jerry Reese has entrusted to step up have not been doing that. You look at the last three games, and of course the Giants lost their first two games of the season, won their next three, and they had an opportunity to really make some noise for themselves going into week number six against the Philadelphia Eagles, and they were shut out on the road by Philly 27-0. Then you turn back around in week number seven, and there's another chance for the Giants to get some redemption against the Dallas Cowboys, and they lose that game 31-21. There was optimism as the Giants had a bye week in week number eight coming out in week nine that they would take care of business against the Colts, and that was not the case. You know, the Giants simply were unable to get it done against Indy. Now, you have a veteran quarterback in Eli Manning who can still get the job done. There's not a throw in the passing chart that Manning cannot make. And on top of that, he is a leader. But the bottom line is, one man in the NFL cannot do it by himself. The running game has not been there for the Giants. Rashard Jennings went down with a knee injury several weeks ago, and rookie Andre Williams has been unable to answer the bell. Then you look at this offensive line. It is a huge question mark. It was a question mark for this team coming into the season and midway through the 2014 NFL season. The same question marks are still there because this unit right now simply is not good. Where is the pass rush? When the Giants were contending for championships, they always had a vaunted pass rush. It has not been there this season. Jason Pierre-Paul has been their leading sack guy with 3.5 sacks, but he has been inconsistent as best. You look at this secondary, they are not wreaking havoc, and for the past few years, this Giant secondary has relied on the pass rush up front, which simply is not there, and these guys in the back four of that defense cannot cover. The wide receivers that Eli Manning is entrusting, you look at Reuben Randall and Preston Parker and Odell Beckham, the rookie out of LSU, they have had their fair share of drops, and once you throw in tight end Larry Donnell into that equation, he has been doing the same thing. Now, Ben McAdoo was brought in this season as the offensive coordinator. He was a former quarterback coach for the Green Bay Packers. He's brought a new up-tempo West Coast-style offense to this club. And, you know, it's had flashes, but it's going to take some time for everybody to be on the same page. It's not going to help Giants, the Giants as far as Manning and the offense, that Victor Cruz, his go-to guy out of the slot, is now out for the season with a knee injury, and he has to rely on guys that he wasn't relying on before. Tom Coughlin has been the stoic head coach for the Giants. This is his 11th season, and I don't see the Giants making any type of replacements with the head coach or their general manager, Jerry Reese. Jerry Reese has been a part of the Giants family for a long time, as has Coughlin, and the Giants typically are loyal to their head coaches and their general managers. It's just a matter of everybody getting on the same page and everybody getting healthy. But you look at the injuries, they are starting to amount. John Beeson, middle linebacker, is out for the season. We already talked about Victor Cruz. Now you have Prince Amukamara, whose season is done after a biceps injury. So the Giants right now, you look at their next three games. They're at Seattle this Sunday. The week after that, they host the San Francisco 49ers before they're back home to host the Dallas Cowboys. A very good possibility that this 3-5 team could be 3-8. That's it. And you might look at December again for the second consecutive year that the Giants will be playing spoiler down the stretch. This team has tried to get younger, but the bottom line is the young guys are not stepping up. And because of that, all they are going to be is a spectator this January come the National Football League playoffs. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 10 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.